Let's go to Bruno in Oregon, and he's got a question about ringing in the ears. Are you there, Bruno?
Yes, hi.
How you doing? How old a man are you?
51.
Okay, and did this just start for you?
No,
or?
I've had it for a number of years, but it's been very, very slight, and lately it's gotten louder.
Yeah, well, this is so common, you know. Many things can be the driver, but generally speaking, the ringing in the ears, also known as tinnitus or tinnitus or whatever they want to call it, it can be an effect on the nerve. The nerve is not functioning as best it should, and or it can be calcification of the ear. And this is more common in people that have had an injury or blow to the head, face, or neck. Tell me, is this only on one side of your head, or do you feel it, hear it in both ears, or how does that work for you?
I am deaf in one ear, so I can't tell if the other ear is really being affected.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, what happened to the one ear, that one ear?
When I was a little child, I had a nerve infection,
okay.
And that killed
it.
But on my right ear, so I don't know if it's happening on my left, but I can notice it on my right ear, of course.
Okay. All right, so then... what I'd be looking for is a blow, you know, maybe you got hit with a baseball or an injury or a trauma or anything that may have affected that left ear. And if you can find that, then you can mud pack it and erase that, and that may help the sound. The other thing, the most common thing at your age, is you're getting more calcium into the ear canal. And the reason for this is your first morning urine pH is very acid. And so you don't have to take my word for it or my guess. You can get a roll of pH paper, and when you get up in the morning, just tear off a little strip, pass it through the first morning urine stream, and it'll change color. Match it immediately to the color chart on the back of the paper. And if it's blue, you're in deep trouble. If it's yellow, you're a typical American, and you're very mineral deficient. And so what you would need to do is get on something like pH Trio. And you'll just keep upping the coral, starting at about a half teaspoon. And you're going to mix that in 1 ounce or a jigger of water and 1 ounce of aloe. And you're going to check it every 3 days. And every 3 days, you'll see if when it's finally green, 6.4 to 7.0, you're in perfect shape. If you start with a half teaspoon, 3 days, it's still yellow, or it was blue and now it's yellow, then you go to a teaspoon and try again, 3 days, it's better, but still not up there. You go to 1.5 teaspoons, and every other time you increase the coral, you would also increase the aloe and the water, okay? And so finally you get this guy in the right zone. And the payoff should be you never see any chapped lips anymore. Your body becomes a little more flexible. But most important of all, you stop recruiting the calcium from your bones to buffer your blood. As soon as you stop doing that, you stop the potential to load junk into the ear. Okay? So by doing that, we now have made available to the body monoortho calcium phosphate, soft tissue calcium as a reserve to buffer your blood every day as the day wears on. This guy will now be available, and the body will be able to use it instead of recruiting it out of your bone, because when it takes it out of the bone, it buffers the blood just fine, but by 5 or 6 o'clock in the morning, it's got no place to put it, and in your case, looks like it's probably putting some in that ear canal. Bad news, okay? And so it may adversely affect hearing. And so the other thing I would do is get on the HCL detox kit, and I would take the dose up of maybe twice what you need. How much do you weigh, Bruno?
About 210.
210. So normally at 51, 210, you'd need about 4 HCL and about 2 activator. So what I'd do for probably 2 months, maybe 3 months, I would go to 8 HCL and 4 activator, and I would see if I couldn't promote the HCLs effectively to break down the calcium deposit and get rid of the ringing altogether.
Okay.
How's that for fun?
Very good.
Okay, buddy, and give me a call after a month or so. Let me know how you're doing. So obviously at your age, it would be a good idea to support pancreatic enzymes too, because we're eating cooked food and wearing out our ability to digest and absorb. So I still think you'd only need two of those at the start of the meal. And then once you get that ear working perfectly, then I would say just cut back the HCL and the activator, okay?
Now, what about the HCL? Do I take 8 in the morning if I have a light breakfast?
Well, I would say you would load these primarily with cooked food meal. If you're just eating a couple of pieces of fruit, it may be hard on the body, although generally speaking, HCL, even on an empty stomach for most people, as long as there's plenty of water, is well tolerated. And if it isn't, then we know there's usually an interference field, something blocking the healthy energy flow to the stomach, like a blow to the head, face, neck, trauma, a broken collarbone, a chin, a nose surgery, something from the forehead to the pubic bone. And if that happens, then all you have to do is make tea of stomach complex, maybe 2 to 3 capsules before you're going to take the HCL, and you drink it completely before the meal, and that usually will turn the stomach meridian on so you can use the HCL without any problem until you can figure out what you need to do for that interference field, okay?
Very good. Thank you.
Thanks for your call. Bye now.